This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fa la 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 la, let's get drunk. Sorry, I was just finishing up celebrating with my family here. We're all a little sloshed. How are you two doing?
My family also a little sloshed. We put a slip and slide out in the yard. It's cold as fucking shit out there. But
is that a crocodile mile?
Aaron, I still slips though. I'm sloshed. Drunk as a skunk, my guy. And you?
Skunks? Is that why they smell so bad? Are they constantly vomiting and shitting their pants? Is that what skunks are all about?
Yeah, they all have debilitating drinking problems.
Well, regardless of how your holidays are going, we hope that you enjoy our 2022 Best of Clip Show. Clip Show? Is that what we're calling it?
It's like a clip show. I mean, it's basically a combination and a collection of clips throughout the year that you, the fans, voted on. I assume that people vote, Aaron. I actually have no idea.
Yeah, they sent in suggestions. It's a labyrinth of terrors. It's a combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Ooh.
It is a monster that we can't control anymore. How else can we describe it?
It's a skunk shitting his pants. I feel like people don't like clip shows, so let's call this a pastiche program.
Let's call it a collage of shit.
A quilt of questions.
Now, if you're listening to this and it's the end of the year and you pick this up and you put this in your little download box and you're at home for Christmas and you say, I'm going to listen to something I like to listen to escape. And you say, wait a second, I didn't listen to a single goddamn episode this year. But this is perfect for you. This is going to be a bunch of stuff that you haven't heard before. Now, if you're one of the unlucky ones who has listened to all the episodes, maybe you'll be like me and it'll all sound brand new because you don't remember any of it. It's a fever dream.
And maybe you'll be like me and you'll come downstairs and you take off your shirt and you rub eggnog all over yourself and you go, Uncle Randy, today's the day you die. And you start wrestling Uncle Randy right until he tumbles in the fireplace and spontaneously combusts. Well, he was in the fireplace, so it's not spontaneous. He just combusted.
If you get that marked down as a spontaneous combustion, you are friends with a fire chief. I don't know how else to do it.
Combusting makes me feel good. Well,
I just want to say something about this clip show.
Yes.
I texted Adel and JPC, and I said, any fun moments from the year you want included?
No.
And let me actually, am just going to read out loud what the two of you said.
Can we go to the show?
Let's cut
to that clip.
Casey's just fumbling around on a big keyboard, smashing buttons, and nothing's working.
Yeah, it's like
clip it. Casey, clip it.
No. 100%.
It's like that scene in Big, but instead of a keyboard piano, it's a keyboard. It's a computer keyboard. Control-Alt-Delete. Control-Alt-Delete.
Shut down program.
I'll be honest, I'm not a listener, both of podcasts and in conversations.
No. What I said to your question, Aaron, was nope. You asked me, would I like anything? And I said, nope.
No.
And then Adel said, yeah, I can't recall a single moment from any episode. Maybe we screamed like Howard Dean a bunch in one? ?
Yeah. I mean, so, just to be honest, Dean, my dude.
The Howard Dean scream drop was this year. Casey, can we confirm?
Thank you, Casey.
I was thinking of this episode.
And with that in mind, enjoy part one of our 2022 wrap up. Good night.
Mwah. There's two parts worth of shit I don't remember.
All right, so our first riddles are warm-up riddles, and they come from Daryl Fraser.
Hey, Aaron.
What's up?
Sorry.
What the fuck is happening?
It's the start of the episode. We're supposed to like bullshit for 20 minutes.
Wait, what? I thought this was a riddle podcast.
Oh, it was. But that riddle podcast burned down 7 years ago like, on this very night.
Like 200 episodes ago is a riddle podcast.
Oh, shit. We don't do... Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
Let me see. Let me shuffle this paperwork.
Sorry, Aaron. Maybe we start and it's like we're all in like a haunted manor and like our uncle just died and we have to figure out how to stay the night and then win $1 million. And then like maybe minute 42, we do our first riddle.
I'm actually still in a bad mood because I was assaulted as soon as I got to work today.
I feel like you're exaggerating a little bit.
By the threat of doing a riddle. I'm actually still fucked up, and I do need two
weeks. Okay. I think I got it. Aaron, give me 1 second here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, Jordan Patrick Cohen. I'm HR, and what is your complaint?
Yeah, I got a big complaint. I showed up.
Hi, HR. I have a complaint, too. Sorry. I don't mean to cut off JPC.
A falcon flew in the window. Hello.
JPC planned a 2-week vacation and is trying to find any excuse to let him leave for 2 weeks.
How
he didn't let us know about this
vacation. How dare you? How dare you? You know what? The first people I'm telling about this are the fine people in Napoli who run the Airbnb that I booked, because they're going to, when I tell them, their faces are going to hit the floor. They don't necessarily speak English so well. So I'll have to, context clues will be important.
In Napoli, Montana?
It's
Welcome
Napoli, Montana.
To this haunted mansion. Your uncle has passed and you need to solve. Is this what?
Which uncle?
Am I doing this right now? Or is this how you
say? No, I'm saying which uncle, W-I-T-C-H.
Yeah.
My witch uncle.
But this is going well, right? This is what you wanted?
Yeah, yes. This is what I wanted. Thank you.
Well, now that bit's out of the way, I saw a big tree this weekend.
The tallest tree?
No. I would like to see a scene.
I feel like I'm living in fucking La La Land because of how much fun I'm having, just enjoying this.
And how much you invented jazz.
JPC, you're a dad in a backyard and you're grilling for a barbecue. And Adel's another neighborhood dad coming up to you with a cooler. And he has a lot of unconventional things that he wants to barbecue for the barbecue.
Sure.
That's me or that's JPC?
That's you, Adel. You're the unconventional one.
Okay, 4 more burgers. So this is your 2-minute warning on hot dogs. Okay.
What's up, Tony?
No.
No.
Jeff, no.
Come on.
I'm trying my best, man. I'm trying to be neighborly.
Come on.
I know everybody's out here.
Come on. Come on, be honest. You want to see what's in the cooler?
It's such a big cooler, man.
You want to see what's in the cooler? Well, I got some wild game.
Okay.
Now, here's...
Jeff, just there are kids here, okay?
Okay.
So let's not make this a big thing. Let's not make this last time. Let's just open the cooler.
Hey, it's not like last time. The kids don't have to be worried. There are no human parts in here. Last time, listen, last time I had a friend who had a kidney donation. He didn't make it, but they didn't know what to do with the kidney. I swiped it. I brought it here. I thought it might be fun. You were right.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable to me that you think it was the kids that were worried.
Okay, listen, here's the first.
You know what, Jeff? I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
We're probably not going to have the same kerfluffle as last time. What do you got for us?
Okay. Now, first things first. This is, hear me out, cat. Now.
No.
Cat.
Hold on.
Now, cat.
No, man.
You're telling me if you could eat a tiger, you wouldn't?
100%.
This is just a smaller, more domesticated tiger.
I'm telling you, I would not eat a tiger.
If you were dying, if you were in Asia and you were dying, you were going to starve, and there was a dead tiger already cooked, you would not eat it?
Jeff, look around. We're not in fucking Asia, and nobody's starving. We got hot dogs and hamburgers. The invite says hot dogs
babe,
and
babe,
hamburgers.
Babe, you have to be nice to Josh, because his wife and him are separated, and his mom moved out because she couldn't stand him anymore. So please be nice to him, okay?
What?
Be nice. What? Be nice.
Shouldn't that be an indicator that...
Be God nice.
Why is your wife kissing your ear for so long? You two seem happy. You seem
we
very
are.
Happy.
Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. Okay, what... What else do you got? Hey, well, come on, we'll cook something up, but just not maybe not the cat. Maybe just don't take the cat out. Just leave that in there.
Okay. Now, hear me out. This is giraffe.
When it
neck.
Starts,
giraffe neck.
Where
it's the tenderest part. Now
oh
you want
God.
To leave the fur on so that people can identify it and just get some nice grill marks.
So the giraffe, I take it the giraffe that's missing from the zoo. It is not missing. It was killed.
I wouldn't say it's missing.
Yeah, because you have it.
Yeah.
You have pieces of it in the cooler.
Yeah.
It's such a big cooler. Yeah. When I saw the size of the cooler, my brain was like, he's got the dead giraffe. He's the one who killed the giraffe.
I threw my back out, lassoing that giraffe over the zoo wall, and then tying it to my Toyota Tercel and going in reverse. It ruined my car, and it threw out my back.
I can't believe
it. But it was worth it if we can grill it.
You got to be one of the last people to drive a Tercel. You got to be one of the last Tercels on the road.
Are you kidding me?
Are you when did they stop making?
Okay.
Tercel's a fine car.
Just cook something that he brought.
No, baby. Don't tell me just cook something. What else do you have? Do you have anything normal? Can we cook something a little bit normal? We have kids.
Here's something a little more mainstream.
Thank you. Here's
for the commoners who want their coleslaw and burgers.
Yes, Jeff, coleslaw and burgers. Yes, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Here is the engine for my Toyota Tercel. Now, hear me out.
No.
Now, hold on.
Why did you do this?
I read in the Guinness Book of World Records that there is a man who can eat metal.
No one has read that book in decades.
Pardon me?
No one reads that book anymore.
Close your eyes, Tony. Picture the world's longest fingernails. I guarantee you have an image.
Get your fingers out of my mouth.
Picture them.
I don't need to taste them. Get your fingers out of my mouth.
You have an image though in your head of the fingernails curling around.
Now I do because they were in my mouth.
Picture two twins on motorcycles. I guarantee you have a select image because you've read it.
What is the point?
The point is to challenge your palate.
Hold on. I can't believe I glossed over this. No one in that book ate metal. Eating metal is not something that is in that book.
Listen, did I add my own addendums? Yes.
Yes!
For things I wish humankind would accomplish.
Okay, I'm going to do you a favor.
Eh?
I'm going to let you walk out of here without being injured. I am going to come over to your house later and I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
What the fuck?
After the divorce? Yes, because of this.
My wife left me? This is how you treat me? Where's your wife?
There are consequences for this interaction. And you will suffer them.
Are my ears burning? What's up, guys? We're doing great over here, babe.
We're doing great over here.
Okay. We're not doing great. The way I've just treated in your home is disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. Can we make it up to you? We can cook one of your things that you brought.
Baby, don't.
We could cook this.
That's all I want.
Don't.
We could cook this.
Well, that's okay. So
saxophone, and hear me out.
Yes.
It would make a funny noise when we ate it.
That's what I'm saying.
What is going on here?
How married are you two?
What is going on here?
See.
Okay, I think that's my favorite Ariel Rodolfo ever.
Two kitties are having a swimming race. Their names are 1, 2, 3 and 1, 2, 3. Which one won? Which one won? Now that I will say is not the key to the riddle. It's just a fun thing to say one and one back together.
Which one won?
You've got the sandwich hotline. Okay. Hold on, Aaron. I said which one won? You've got the sandwich hotline, and you didn't even look at me. Adam laughed. He liked it. I just want to know.
And I was trying to transition back to the Hansel and Gretel scene.
Hold on. Ready? All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
Which one won? Sandwich hotline.
Hi. My sandwich has a bad ratio from meat to cheese to vegetables.
Okay. Have you tried adding more meat?
I'm just panicking right now. Can you stay on the phone with me?
Crab Rangoon.
No, I'm calling Sandwich 911. Hold on.
We are not Sandwich 911. 911 is people. Which one won? You know what I'm saying? We were here first. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, who do I call with a sandwich emergency?
Us. I'm swamped and I'm the only one here. Give me 1 second. Which one won? Sandwich hotline.
Yes, I'm calling because I have no warts on my nose. Is that common?
Baby, Crab Rangoon.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
My wife just cast a spell on me.
you want to dial which one won? This is which one won?
Wait, which one?
Ma'am, we could do this all day. I'm a big Abbott and Costello fan as well.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, we're swamped here today. I've got call waiting. Which one won? What's a sandwich?
Hi.
Hold on, did I just say what's a sandwich? Oh, no.
Yeah, you did. Well, this is going really well. We're adding a lot of callbacks to episodes people have hopefully heard.
I think a lot of these are Patreon episodes.
I'm having a witch emergency. I can't, don't know the difference between witch and witch and which one is spelled which way.
Okay.
Am I calling the right number?
Okay, so you are calling the right number. Let's, what one is like a crone, one is like a crumb, and one is like a slang for deciding between two things. Speaking of two things, I got to put you on a brief hold.
Which one's which?
Which one won? Sandwich Hotline.
Hey, you didn't hear this from me, but Tommy DeMarcus is going to rob Liberty Bank on Sunday.
Okay, and who is this?
This is, don't worry about it.
Just
baby,
kidding.
Baby, Crab Rangoon!
This is Snitch 1-1, right?
We're getting further afield. Look, I am going on break. I gotta go. Bye!
Beep, 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 beep.
Wow.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's, well, they hung up. They went on break.
Oh, the Roadrunner just went by.
Wing, wing,
you can't. They went on break.
Oh, come on. I want to keep going.
Okay, well, just let's wait. Let's wait like right, five, right, 10 minutes for the break to be over.
Hey, JPC, you're on your lunch break. We're going to put a new caller in for you.
Ah, it's on my phone. Which one wins? Sandwich Hotline.
Hey, no one's watching my Twitch stream. Am I calling the right number? It's an emergency.
What number did you dial?
Twitch 1-1.
Okay, so if you're looking at your phone, your dial pad right now, what you should see is a button for Twitch, a button for a witch, a button for witch, a button for a snitch, a button for a witch, and a button for a witch.
Which one's which, though?
You dialed which one won. I can't help you with Twitch 1-1. I have to go. I have another call on my cell phone at break. Which one won? What's your, Sandwich Hotline.
Hi, you probably recognize my voice. This is Chevy Chase. What was that movie I was in where I wore a bunch of different disguises?
Were you in Hitch?
No.
Okay, well, just so you're clear.
Fletch 1-1?
Why would it be Fletch?
Beep, beep. Ring, 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 ring. Beep, beep.
Why are we getting...
Ring, 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 ring.
So, hold on, I gotta give you 1 second. Which one won? What's a sandwich?
Hi, I'm stuck in the bottom of a ditch. Is this Ditch 1-1?
Look at your
and
phone.
And also, my friends left me.
Okay, so there's only one button left of the phone. No, there's none. There's a Fletch button, a Ditch button, a Hitch button, a witch, and a witch button. A witch.
I got ditched. I got ditched. Send buttons. Someone soon.
Hold on, that's all the buttons. So what could this be? Which one won? What's your emergency?
Piss fun fun. What's your emergency?
Oh, thank God, Chris. The day that I have had.
You won't believe the stories I heard with Piss Fun Fun.
Why don't we hear about them? Bing, bing.
Hi, this is Switch 1-1. I'm going to switch your calls.
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
Okay, so which of these cats?
Kitties are having a swimming race. Their names are 1, 2, 3, and Oot.
What do you mean we're chaotic?
Which
fuck you.
The wild part is if intrepid listeners can go back and listen, I think around like episode 7 or 8, we said, look, if we're all still single, like 192 episodes from now, we should just fucking make this thing official and get hitched. And Aaron, that was like a joke we were doing. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you were doing, but you fucked up.
Yeah,
you're not single,
I messed
you're
up.
Unmarried.
I'm pretty sure in an early episode I said if we're both unmarried, and then you told me that you'd turn me into a crab if I'm still single. So I'm still waiting for you to turn me into a crab.
I got a crab clock on my wall and it's ticking down, Aaron. I'll be honest, I know how much time you have and you don't have a lot.
That's fine. I'd rather be a crab than a wife. And you can call me on that.
I guess the answer to this is kind of like a pun.
Okay.
Cat. So do you guys... Un, deux, trois, cat.
Aaron, keep going.
Sank.
Okay.
Un, deux, trois, the un, deux, trois, cat sank. He died?
There we go. Well,
oh,
we don't know that. They probably resuscitated him. We don't know that he died.
He's dead.
We have to have a funeral for this fictitious kitten.
Let's have a funeral for Un, deux, trois. Adel, would you like to say something?
Would you like to say something?
We are gathered here today to say adieu to one of our most perfect feline.
Perfect.
Please, no puns at the funeral, because that is how Un, deux, trois died. Un, deux, trois was such a good kitty. She would always come to the door for fresh baguettes and chevron. Sorry, for chevron.
Et boohoo.
Merci boohoo.
Let cry. Would anyone else like to say a few words?
No. Too upset you. I'm so French and upset.
Yes.
I will say a few words.
Okay.
Incredible. You are a great cat. You are one of the best cats that I have ever met.
Oh, you have a lisp.
Marius, empty chairs and empty tables.
They have British accents and that, so they did not apply.
Aishis, D'Artagnan to D'Artagnan.
Hold on, they have British accents and live with a wop?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Why?
Because it's all written in Britain, of course.
Porque?
And Dutois' hat was so small. His voice was so small. His nose small. His little teeth small. But his heart was so big.
And Dutois' small bean.
What?
In the small beam.
Small beam?
Small beam.
Yes. Good. Huh?
And now.
She was about to tell us what her name was.
Jemma Bell, I cannot say.
Oh, her name is Jemma Parrot. Yes. You're a parrot named Jemma?
Mm-hmm.
Jemma Parrot. J'aime Paris.
Well, guys, I think we set that fake cat up really nice. I think that we gave him a really good send off. Yeah. I was about to sing
Ave Maria, so you cut me off at the exact right time.
And the French are doing now what they always do with their dead: spread them on fresh baked bread.
Mm,
ah, yeah.
Bonjour.
Honestly, what a way to go. I have to see a scene. Adel and Aaron, you are in a public restroom. Adel, you are stuck in a stall without any toilet paper, and Aaron, you're also in that restroom, like washing your hands. And Adel, you're begging for her help getting you any sort of paper.
Oh no, I'm ruined. Prithee, prithee, 'tis I in the privy. Can I beseech upon you, vouchsafe that you do gift upon thee, your most humble servants, some dollop of comfort, please.
I'm seeing someone right now.
No, yes, I am seeing someone too. I am, with my third eye, I see a vision of you, m'lady, in an open field. Horses dance around you, centaurs bow before you. A crown of flowers atop your head, because you has bequeathed me.
Are you from the past?
No.
Are you crying?
I'm weird.
Okay. Well, I gotta go.
No, please.
No.
Please.
You haven't even asked me a question yet, and I actually...
Have I not? I guess I have. I have failed. I have failed in my mission.
Also, like, if you work at the Ren Fair next door, like, I won't tell your boss you broke character to ask me a question. Like,
can I? Oh, thank God. Thank you so much. Do you have any? Can you grab me some toilet paper?
We got him. You broke character. We knew you would.
SWAT team.
Scene.
Have I told you guys my story of when I was at Gen Con one time and I was, like, stopping by a bathroom as I was leaving? And Gen Con is, like, a big board game convention. And the bathrooms at the convention center in Indianapolis are humongous because they're convention center bathrooms. And I walked in, the bathroom was empty. It was like the end of the day. And I was just like trying to wash my hands before I left, because if you've ever been to Gen Con, you know that you need to wash your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on my way out of the bathroom and there was a guy in one of the stalls and he goes, "Excuse me? Hey, is it somebody there?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "I'm out of toilet paper in here. Can you hand me some toilet paper?" And I looked in every single one of the stalls, and there was no toilet paper in any of the stalls.
Oh.
And I go, "Man, there's no toilet paper in any of these stalls." And he goes, "What about like hand towels?" And I was like, "It's all air dryers in here. There are no hand towels." And I was like, "Ah, man, like I'm sorry, dude. Like good luck." And I started to leave, and he goes, "Hey, you're not just gonna leave me."
He's still there.
It's so good. He's still there.
JPC, what if that was, much like, I don't know, Greek mythology, what if that was a test? What if that was like some god come to Earth in mortal form and you were supposed to help them out, do a good service, give them a boon, and you would have been rewarded beyond your wildest dreams?
That sucks because I've gone out of my way to fuck so many goats in my life that if that was my test...
They weren't even on the way.
I get halfway through fucking a goat and I'm like, Zeus? And it's like, no, just a goat. And I'm like, God. Nah.
Wait, the goat says just a goat?
I'm crying.
I love just going to a farm and starting to fuck a goat and halfway through going, Zeus? It's like, you could have asked way earlier.
What is halfway through? Halfway through mean?
Just a goat? Just a happy goat.
Yeah, man, I'm Zeus. Keep going.
Okay, guys.
Zeus, keep going.
I'm not a therapist, but I think you should go listen to Mumford and Sons now, okay? I'm cutting you off from Hey Riddle Riddle. It's too much for one day.
Is it too late for Christmas to get a to get a teacher that says, I'm Zeus, keep going? A little goat saying, I'm Zeus, keep going.
I'm not Zeus, but keep going.
All right, fuck.
Oh, that's not okay. That's illegal, obviously, and horrible and so immoral. But
you can't have sex with animals because they can't consent. So don't even try it, even if it is God you think. Okay, here we go.
I would like to see a scene, actually.
Damn it.
The three of us are the Powderpuff Girls.
Okay.
Is it Powderpuff or Powerpuff?
What did I say?
I've never seen the show,
Powerpuff.
So I don't know.
Did I say powder?
I will settle this.
It's power.
I said powder.
Okay.
Now, do you want to see a scene where we are the Powderpuff Girls or the Powerpuff Girls?
I want.
So Powderpuff, and Aaron, before you decide, Powderpuff is slang for doing cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a scene where we're the Powderpuff Girls. Please.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Scene. Ooh, who are we gonna fight?
Scene. We all did it. We all did the nose thing.
I just talked about astrology, and then we did one scene that was just a sniff. This has got to be our last episode ever, right?
Hey, I gotta say, I think I fucked up one of my eardrums when I did that big sniff. I think I did a big sniff too hard.
I don't know how, but I have swimmer's ear. Okay.
I would like to see a scene. You are two friends who wake up in a room with no windows and doors, and you're brainstorming what to do.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, we're fucked. We're screwed.
We're fucked.
We're screwed. We're fucked. Do you wanna kill ourselves or each other? How do you wanna do this?
I think that we do
start
each other.
Choking you.
I don't start choking you. Wait. Think. Let's think.
We should be punching each other.
We should be punching each other.
Slam your head against the cement. Wait.
We should fuck.
We should procreate first, just in case there's hope. There could be hope in the future.
Hold on now. No, I don't want to get too scientific on this.
Well, then don't. Hear me out.
Yes.
We fuck. We have a kid. Okay? Mm-hmm. The kid is here just in case in the future these walls crumble or they find the technology to get us out of whatever this room is. We'll, of course, be long dead, but our child could live off the flesh of us to sustain themselves for years and years to come.
Or, counterpoint, we fuck, we have a bunch of kids, and then we eat all of the kids, and that's how we sustain ourselves. Then we don't have to die.
Scene. 6 points awarded each.
Yes.
And a bonus 2 points, because I thought that was a great scene.
So,
could you just say 8 points?
8 each?
Minus 2 points each.
Damn it.
If you rip a hole in me, what was that?
Huh?
Minus 1 point to JPC.
Oh.
Minus 1 point to Adel.
Damn it. I do want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you can be whatever plants you like, but we are at the funeral for a fellow plant.
Got it. I had no idea that I had no idea that Lavender was from the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a long plane ride to get down here.
Yeah.
So sad, you know. So he's so young.
So young.
I just saw him like, I want to say like in spring.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I was like in spring. He looked so healthy.
So good.
And so good.
Looks so good.
He was like doing all the stuff he loved. So at least like, I don't know, the end of his life was really beautiful before he got sick and died.
I heard it was not so beautiful.
What? What did you hear?
I heard a cat dug him up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's horrible. It's murder.
I mean, is it murder? Because like there was no trial. So I think it's, you know, murder's a legal definition.
That's
I think
my
it,
biggest fear.
Me too.
We are gathered here today say goodbye to our friends, our son, our brother, Lavender, taken too early, plucked before his time. And now a reading of the will.
Oh, we are skipping right to it. That was the service. That was the funeral service.
All
it was two lines.
All of Lavender's photosynthesis that he saved up over years and years.
Oh my God.
He is leaving to Fern. Fern, are you here?
Present.
Holy shit.
I just Googled it. Cats are allergic to lavender. They can get sick and they can die.
Oh my God, that's probably... I'm going to a cat's funeral
no.
2 days from now. Oh my God, I'm putting it together.
Oh my God, I'm here. Oh my God. Yeah, okay, I'm here. Sorry.
Here's Lavender's photosynthesis. Am I saying that right? Photosynthesis.
Nope. Fallopian.
Thank you so much. Here is his...
That's dope. Fallopian. That's great. That's crazy. That's great. That's... Wow.
So I get the photosynthesis.
What a get.
Pretty cool. Any money, though? Sorry.
Let's see what Rose gets. We're all reading the will. Let's see what Rose gets.
Is Rose here?
Yeah. That's me.
For you, Lavender.
And we got to make this quick. I got a cat's funeral in a couple of days, and it's on the other end of the desert.
For you, Lavender... left a paltry sum of $2.8 million.
Oh my, what the?
As well as Lavender's collection of Lamborghinis and rare Porsches.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, sir. Is it possible there's a typo in there? Because I got photosynthesis, which I already have as a plant.
Y'all about to see a plant have a midlife crisis up in here.
We cut to a montage of a rose in like a sports car, zooming up to divorce his wife, zooming away.
There's the rose has a bunch of like petunias in the back seat of the sports car. They're just blowing in the wind.
We cut to the exterior of a bowling alley. It says Rose Bowl. The rose is bowling, and it's just strike after strike after strike after strike. He rolls a turducken.
He's getting like hair plugs of like different petals from other flowers.
You see, it's like one of those glass coffee tables with just lines of cocaine. the rose is just putting all the cocaine up into his bud.
We see
the rose is getting a spray tan. Just turns.
We see several flowers around Rose. And yet his thorn is still limp. It won't get hard.
Yes.
We see dew start to stream down Rose's petals. It's clearly taking a turn.
We see the rose looking through the window, seeing his family enjoy Christmas dinner with their new stepdad. His spray tan dripping down him.
Yeah, you see, the rose is on the side of the highway, and the Lamborghini is totaled, and there's like a tow truck driver, or no, it's a tow truck being operated by, let's say, a Monstera, and they're like shaking their leaves no.
And then he cuts back to the moment where he got all that money, and that was just a vision that he had of what could become of his future.
So will you take this money and these cars?
No.
Huh?
And I'm going to get... on a plane right now. Get out of this fucking desert. Fuck that cat's funeral. I'm gonna fly home to New Jersey, and I'm gonna kiss my wife.
I'll take all the cars and the money.
Rose, I must commend you. You kind of told me everything. You gave me all your disclosures. You kind of, what's another term for that? You put all your...
ducks in a row?
That's what it is.
Here's your next riddle.
Okay.
Proud and flashy, they go out to hit the town every night.
The Bee Gees.
I'm sorry.
Stars.
The Bee Gees? You said proud and flashy, they go out every night. The Bee Gees.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walking woman. No time to talk.
It's
but
stars.
You can't see. All right. It's okay. You can't look
you ever,
me
all right, all right.
Santa, you ever heard the Bee Gees played at 0.5 speed?
We're all having fun, so let's see a scene. We're going to see a little scene.
I'm 0.5 Bee Gees.
Well, you can tell by the way Why you can tell by the way I use my walker.
No, back to 0.5. Back to 0.5. It's way more fun.
Oh.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm cooked stir fry before. No time to talk.
Here's a question. How is Uncle Santa not the worst part about this episode?
What? Uncle Santa.
Jacuzzi. You can.
Sorry, I'm saying, do you want to use the jacuzzi?
Oh, I'd love to.
Understand. On his feet, I'm
all right, all right.
Man.
All right, we have to move on.
Uncle Santa, we've created a new running bit, which is going to be 0.5 Bee Gees.
It's 0.5 Bee Gees. It's fun for the whole family.
Uncle Santa's 0.5 Bee Gees.
It's fun.
I love it. It's 0.5 Bee Gees.
JPC would hate it. I wish JPC would never come back and Uncle Santa would stay here forever.
And he could do a 3-episode arc.
Yay!
Adel, a big sigh from you.
Yay.
Oh, Adel, the thing you created is no longer fun for you? Well, well, well. Movies or TV shows?
Oh, it could be TV shows.
Because the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The French have a saying. Wait, is it the French Prince of Bel-Air?
No, it's not. It's French.
In West Versailles, born and raised with cheddar on my baguette every day.
And this podcast is free, right?
I said,
holy shit.
I said one little merde and my mother got scared. She said, you're moving to France with your friend in Versailles. That doesn't work.
Every other part of it works.
Cut out that part.
Cut that. Casey get
put
that
a
part
beep,
the fuck
put
out
a
of here.
Big yeah. beep over that.
Nope,
actually, that's great. I already cover a key demographic. We can't lose me because
what's
then
that?
We lose that. I'm glad you asked, Aaron.
Maniacs?
The demographic that I cover is male-identifying and non-binary people between the ages of 18 and 54 who have one, if not all, of the following predilections and or perversions. Mouth stuff, butt stuff, back of the envelope stuff, tub thumping, dry humping, wet clumping, klismophilia, people who earnestly say, that's so funny, instead of laughing, Family Guy porn, family porn for guys, voyeurism, exhibitionism, patriotism, necromancy, feeling fancy, feeling up mannequins, europhilia, Eurovisionphilia, Disney adultism, hot wifing, cool treating, dairy queening, spider worship, saying, wow, like Owen Wilson, rheumatoid arthritis, peridium swiping, doomsday prepping, tailgating, Roblox, roadhead, antique roadshow head, treasure hunting, renting Tom Holland's Uncharted for $1, watching the whole thing and wishing you had that dollar back, pickleback shots, enjoying blowjobs, being a sexual little rascal, and reverse farting. Without me, we lose all of those perverts. So we gotta keep me on the show.
And for anyone who fell under any of those titles, we thank you for your support, and we wish you tell a friend at one of your next parties.
Yeah, next time you're watching Antique Roadshow with all your friends.
No.
Oh my God, Antique I can't breathe.
Antique Roadhead.
Antique Roadshow Head.
Is there anyone left on planet Earth that doesn't fall into one of those categories?
All the people that you're covering. So
oh, great.
It's three slices of the pie. We're covering it from all over. Okay.
So I get the women introducing their partners at parties as their right-hand man. That's me? Okay, yes. Got it.
So you cover mostly everything. I think we're good.
Okay.
I guess I also get people who forgot to button their pants after they go to the bathroom. I just look down and my pants are just full open.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adeline JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe, and I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay! I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. This is JPC, and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read, because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster. But we're going to soldier on. We're going to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral, and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume, and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adil is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
I'd like to see a scene. Perfect. JPC, you are a surgeon who has been called in by the hospital administrator, Aaron, because there was a closed circuit camera on an operation that you did recently, and you were caught doing something.
Okay.
And I'm not saying be blasphemous or dirty. We don't know.
Sure.
But you too, you're having to like sit through it and be confronted by this administrator.
And you're not blasphemous or dirty, but you are chaotic and sweater.
Yeah, I am.
I can use that direction. That's fine. It's nice.
Adel, you're so sweater. All right. Hey.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah.
I got a tea time in 25, so.
Take a seat.
Take a seat? Ooh, this is going to be a sit down.
Yeah. Hey. We're going to have to let you go. I got
good
news and bad news.
My tea time's in 25, so.
Sir, your Earl Grey is almost ready.
I like a deep steep on my tea. If it's not 25 minutes, I'm not drinking it.
The good news is you're going to be able to golf or tea. I assume that's what it means to drink tea, to tea.
Sure, yeah, to golf.
Anytime you want. The bad news is there was cameras in your latest surgery.
I quit.
No, too late.
No, I quit. You have to lead with that.
Unfortunately,
I'm not
way
being fired.
More humiliated. No, you're being fired.
I have a twin.
Which I guess is more. No, you don't.
I do.
Which I guess. It's more expensive for us, so I should have just let you quit.
I have a twin.
You are being fired in disgrace. You don't have a twin.
I don't have a twin.
Then how do you know what I was talking about? The video. How do you know?
He tells me everything.
No,
we go to the video.
We communicate.
We go to the video where he's operating on his twin.
Should I be asleep?
Shh. Fuck you.
And pause.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
See,
sure.
The fact that you didn't use anesthesia is red flag number one. Number
okay.
two, you didn't need surgery.
I was
you
playing
anesthesia.
You guys were
drunk and you were doing it for fun. Three, you were drunk. You were playing the soundtrack to Anastasia, which slaps, by the way.
It does. It's very
unbelievable.
Good.
John Cusack and Meg Ryan, hello. But the thing
Wait,
that
I have to say, I'm not allowed to do surgery while I'm drunk, but I'm allowed to be fired while I'm drunk.
Scene.
Yeah. Scene. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. You got to look into, get your Google machine out. You got to look into Go-Gurt, my man, because that's the yogurt for you. That's yogurt you can eat on the go. Because right now what you're doing is you're going all over yourself yogurt style.
GPC search history, millipede, centipede, Go-Gurt.
Wait, hold on a minute. Point of contention, wouldn't yogurt on the go be yogo?
I mean, if you want to get sued, sure.
Go yogo, Go-Gurt. Go yogo, Go-Gurt.
Aaron, shh. No. Lay down. You bumped your head.
Go-Gurt.
You're not wrong, but Yogo versus Go-Gurt is at this point it's settled law. It's HD DVD versus Blu-ray, where it's just like as soon as porn went to Go-Gurt, it all went the other way for it. So
you go Go-Gurt.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. What does your shirt mean? I don't know.
I was riding go-karts with the go-gurt, 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 go-gurt.
You go-go-go-go-gurt.
What goes around the house and in the house but never touches the house?
A good butler.
Hmm.
Okay, I would like to see a scene.
Oh, no.
JPC, you're a butler. Sure. And Adel, this is... you're another butler, and you're being trained by him, and he's teaching you all of the best ways to butler.
Can I just say, sir, when I was informed that I would be staging underneath Mr. Clumpadoodle, I was over the moon. Mr. Clumpadoodle, I am so honored. You are a legend among butlers.
Much too loud. Much too many words.
Yes.
A butler...
Yes.
...should be seen...
Yes.
but never heard. Oh. Smelled.
But never touched.
But never touched.
Mm.
Felt. Should be the sensation of touching their skin.
Yes.
Like you are feeling felt.
Brilliant, brilliant.
That is butlering. Let me see your gloves.
Take these off here. As
no,
white
no, no, on your hands,
snow.
On oh. your hands.
Okay, let me put them back on. I think you'll find them as fresh as white snow.
White snow, yes. Let's do the finger exercises. First position.
Thumbs up.
Second position.
Peace sign.
Into fourth position.
Middle finger with all the other fingers raised so as to never insult anyone.
Very good. So, you
but
know
I know, but I know what I'm doing. Know. I can you see the tree through the forest.
You know your finger positions. Okay, Mr. Smetley, I'm going to do some role-playing now, and I'm going to be role-playing as a potential client.
Yes, perfect.
Mr. Smetley, get my cat its daily milk.
Right away, sir.
Oh, very good. I love the way that it was... I love the way that you kind of left it open to interpretation, like, am I going to fuck this butler tonight?
I was trying to be flirtatious.
That's the delicate line that all butlers must toe. But now, for the second part.
Oh, I got some milk on my pants.
Hold on now. You're not guiding the exercise.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Mrs. Smetley.
Yes?
I think I would like a good toss about my sheets. Would you join me in my bedroom for a fuckabout?
Sir, how dare you? Takes off white glove, slaps him across the face. How dare you would think I would ever stoop so low, unbuttoned shirt. You are disgusting, undoes pants. You repulse me, and I will never work here again. Takes off socks.
Very good. No need to go any further, Mr. Smetley. Of course, a good butler must always do a nice fuckabout with their client, but they should make it very clear that they're being a bad boy about it.
Yes, and at the end I'll say, I guess I'll clean up this mess.
Yes, yes. Now, we are a certain sacred oath of fuck butlers, and we are small but powerful.
Sir, fucklers, please.
Fucklers, please. Fucklers, please. That's our motto. Fucklers, please, but we never sneeze, which means we never tell secrets.
Yes. Loose lips sink houses.
Loose lips, gyrating hips. Fuckler's delight.
Loose sinks ruin butlers. That's what I meant to say. I had a cousin who was a butler, had a whole sink collapse on him while he was working on it from below.
You had a cousin who was a butler?
Yes.
So you're a legacy butler?
I guess I am. I never thought about it. Can I rush?
Well, I guess if you are, then that means you technically outrank me. I'm a first-generation butler.
On your knees, fuck butler. Bark like a dog.
I would never... Gets on my knees. Get on my knees. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Meow like a cow.
I want to thank you both from the bottom of my heart for the new part of my vernacular. That is, am I going to fuck this butler tonight?
I'm going to fuck this. Okay, everyone, put your hands on the planchette, and we're going to play Ouija board.
Okay. The what?
We're going to play Ouija board.
No, I heard that. Put our hands on the what?
Planchette?
This nerd knows all the parts to a Ouija board.
Cate Planchette?
Yeah, Cate Planchette. You know, Gladriel?
Yeah, I know who it is. She's not here, man.
What?
She ain't here. She ain't playing this game.
Where'd she go? Damn it.
JPC, I have bad news. I Googled it, and he's right. It's called a planchette. Guess how it's
spirits
spelled.
Of the room. Spirits of the room, please tell us, where is Cate Planchette? Oh, it's moving. It's moving.
What's it say? What's it say?
N-O. Huh.
R.
No. R.
Oh,
W.
Oh,
A.
No.
R-W-Y. What does it mean?
Norway? Norway? Norway. She's in Norway.
It was almost Norway.
Wait, so it's either an Australian saying no way or she's in Norway.
Honestly, I was trying to make it say north. I don't really understand what we're doing with the game, but so I hit N-O-R. That was all me. The rest of it.
Oh, wait, it's still going. I S B E S T. Norway is the best. Oh, wait, it's still going.
P-L-A-N-C-H-E-T-T-E. Planchette. It spelled its own name.
Norway is the best planchette. Spirits of the room, are you fucking with us?
Again, N-O-R was me. I did that. And then the rest, I have no control over.
Oh, so it is Way is the best planchette.
Way is the best planchette.
Huh. Oh, wait, it's spelled. Oh, wait. A-D-A-L space R-I-F-A-I.
What does it mean?
I'm Adol Refai.
Wait, it's moving. It's moving again. J-P-C-S-U-C-K-S. Okay, Aaron, that was me. You.
No.
Oh, Aaron and I both did it. You both did that?
I'm JPC Sucks.
P-L-A-N.
Oh, sweetie.
And with us is always Kate Blanchett.
E-T-E. I'm Aaron Keefe.
Oh, wait, and it's still going. J-V? Oh, J-V, what the fuck did J-V mean?
Interesting. Didn't want to spell the whole name, huh?
Oh, and it's really hovering around four-T-H, fourth, H-O-S-T.
I'll be brave. I'll give it a shot. J-A-N-E-T-V-A-R-N-E-Y.
Planchette! We made you wait way too long.
You manifested me. I was in Norway, and all of a sudden, I felt like an atomic shift. And then all of a sudden, I was sitting in front of my computer recording with you. So, well done.
Wow.
Were you in the middle of something? I'm just asking because of your specific wardrobe.
Was I out saving trash animals?
Wow.
Okay. Wow. We call them Norwegians.
I'm so sorry.
Apologies to all of our Norwegian listeners. This game is called Berry, Berry, or Berry. So the way that we're going to play this game is I am going to give you a prompt, and you have to tell me if it's berry, berry, or berry. So it can either be a berry, you know, like a fruit that you would eat, an actor from the HBO show Barry, or a deceased celebrity who has been buried. So berry, berry, or berry. Now, the way that you chime in for this game is you say berry, and then you give me your answer, okay?
Got it.
You guys ready to play?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, here you go. Bill Hader.
Barry.
Adol?
Barry.
All right, sorry, I can't. Okay, John Candy.
Barry.
Barry.
Aaron.
Buried.
I don't understand what you're... Strawberry.
Barry.
Barry.
Barry. Adol?
Barry.
Barry, correct. Daryl Britt Gibson.
Barry. Barry.
I'm sorry, I heard Adol first.
Buried.
That's actually Barry. Huckleberry.
Barry.
Aaron.
Barry.
That's a Barry. Alejandro Firth.
Barry.
Barry. Barry? I heard Adol first.
Fuck. Doesn't matter, Adol. You're going to be right.
Hold on. I got to get this right. Barry? Because it might be Barry. I think it's Barry.
Yes, he was on Barry. Yeah. Paula Newsom.
Barry.
Adol, I heard you just a little bit sooner.
What is going on?
No, an actor from Barry. A gooseberry.
Barry.
Barry.
Aaron.
Barry.
That is a Barry. You are 2 for 2 for berries. Aubrey Hepburn.
Barry. Barry.
Yes? Aaron?
Barry.
No, I misspoke. Audrey Hepburn is buried. Aubrey Hepburn is no one. Henry Winkler.
Barry.
Adol.
I want to say he's married?
He is. I'll have to double check that. So he's on Barry. Lingenberry.
Barry.
Aaron?
Barry.
That is a berry. You are 3 for 3.
Lingonberry's died, though.
You don't know what I was saying.
Sarah Goldberg.
Barry.
Barry.
Aaron.
Barry.
Yes, she is one of the female leads on Barry. Boysenberry.
Barry.
Barry.
That is a berry.
Barry.
Stephen Root.
Barry.
Wait, excuse me. I wasn't saying Barry. I was buzzing in to say Barry.
Okay, you have to buzz in before you give your answer. Adol?
I know, but
Stephen Root.
I'm talking about the one before that.
Stephen Root.
Stephen Root in Office Space. Stephen Root in Office Space. Scary.
Okay, I'm sorry. That is a root vegetable, not a berry.
Barry.
Dennis Hopper.
Barry. Aaron? Barry.
He's buried. Correct. Goji Berry.
Barry.
Aaron?
Barry.
That is a berry. You're 5 for 5 with berries.
How
Kirby
is she
Howell
doing
Baptiste.
This? She's on a roll. Aaron, is this your dream Jeopardy round?
No.
Barry? 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 Barry?
That's incorrect. Bernie Aww. Mac.
Barry.
Aaron?
Barry.
Yes, correct. Hackberry.
Barry.
Aaron?
Barry.
I'm sorry, that's a totally mean thing to say about Bernie Mac. He was a very fine comedian. I think calling him a hackberry is...
Come on, I'm 7 for 7.
John Ritter?
Barry.
Aaron?
Barry.
Yes, correct.
Clifford. No, Clifford.
Yes, I'm sorry, John Ritter is
the big
clever.
Red Barry.
Period.
And finally, Darcy Carden.
Barry.
Barry.
Aaron?
Barry.
Yes, she is on Barry. Season 3 of HBO's Barry coming soon. We don't know. The release date has not been announced.
Barry,
but,
Barry.
It will be. It's just right around the corner.
Hey, JPC.
I have to ask.
Yes.
Did Barry pay you for this promotional plug?
I'm willing to be paid by Barry for this
JPC?
Promotional plug. Yes.
And I have to tell you, that was very fun.
Okay.
Very fun.
You'll love next week when we play No Ho or Hank Williams.
What? Save this for the Patreon. Normally we do games this stupid on the Patreon.
Yeah, save this for December and we'll play Barry Christmas.
Okay, save the judgment for...
I want to get a clip of Darth Vader going... but through the filter. Through the filter.
Casey clipped
Casey's
it.
Casey's got it.
Casey,
thank you.
Casey, thank you.
Oh, it's worse than I remember, though.
It's so much worse.
Hold on. Here we go. Casey, you're going to know. Casey, you're going to know when I want you to play it. Here we go. I'm going to say a quote, and I want you to punctuate it. Luke, I am your...
He fucked you. He fucked you. He fucked you big time. He fucked you big time.
Which brings the all-time total of times anyone on this podcast has yes-anded Adel to zero.
Okay, surf's up, my guy, 100%. I didn't say that just then. That wasn't me. I yes-and you all the time.
That's fair. That's fair.
Oh.
Okay, but Casey, I do want to do this. Okay. Hey, guys, we're going on tour soon. We want to go to Rhode Island. We want to go to Montana. Oh. I'm so happy we have that.
Jesus. Do we have any voicemails to play?
Howard Dean, do you want to come on a road trip with us?
Yeah, can be said.
No, Casey, he's broken. We broke him. Okay, yeah, let's play some voicemails.
Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle, riddle. I want to get the calls on the voicemail. And I'll hit play. And I'll hit play.
Hey, Aaron, Adel, and JPC. I thought I would just share a fun little story about when I was listening to your podcast. A couple weeks ago, I got an email that told me I was going to be a dad. My husband and I have been trying to adopt and have found a walk, and I was listening to you guys as I read the note that we had been matched. So you will always be in my life now, because I'm going to remember that moment for the rest of my life. So thanks for all the laughs and for keeping me laughing through lots of diaper changes and bottle feedings and late nights. I've been listening to you guys a lot while taking care of my new baby. You're all the best. Thanks so much.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
Happy wow. Howard Dean. Happy Gosh. Howard Dean Scream.
Yes.
Can you name a baby Howard Dean Scream?
Howard Dean Scream.
This child's name is Howard Dean Scream.
Name him Dean Scream.
That's our first and only suggestion.
Or Riddle or Pinch.
What
pistachio.
About whatever your last name is. Ditch it. Name this baby Dean S. Cream.
Well, congratulations. That's so
amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. Congratulations.
And when it's the middle of the night and you're feeding that baby, turn us on and we'll make you feel worse, buddy. We'll make the baby madness even crazier. That is so exciting. That just gave me goosebumps.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations to you and your husband.
R.L. Stein is laying next to you?
What?
R.L. Stein is in bed next to you.
Yeah, we're together. Do you know that he didn't... write Goosebumps until he was 49. Something to think about.
Wow.
Did you know that Alan Rickman didn't read Goosebumps until he was 52?
Do you know that Howard Dean didn't scream until he was 50?
So there's still time.
This whole show is ruined.
Here's what I'll say. There's still time.
It's always fun recording a lost episode.
Guys, can we do something crazy?
Yes.
Do I sound like a turkey?
No one in the history of time has ever done this. You sound like a turkey drowning.
No, give it a chance. Really listen.
Okay. A turkey drowning. You sound like a turkey drowning.
Great. Thank you for giving it a chance. I want to do something crazy.
You sound like a turkey doing an impression of a turkey. Does that make sense?
A
turkey mocking its friend.
Listen to you.
Okay, JPC hates this so much. No. I'll cut it out.
I think this is, remember, this is like a tool. I think this thing is very, it's very useful. This is very useful, but it's also, in my opinion, one of the most like forgotten things. Like you probably have owned a bunch of these in your life and lost just as many as you've owned.
No, I have the best follow-up question. This is going to be such a good hint, I feel like, based on Janet's reaction. So if there was sort of a Brave Little Toaster-esque movie made about this object, JBC, what would its voice sound like?
Oh, I love this question.
Honestly, if I had to pick a voice for this object to sound like, it would be like an Englishman who is like seen enough, like
umbrella.
No.
It's got to be an umbrella.
Yes, it's an umbrella.
Is that real? Is that real?
That is so amazing.
JPC, all I can say, get into voice acting now so that when they do the Pixar Umbrella movie.
Did I say the word umbrella accidentally?
Honored. I do also want to see a scene, but can I just say the collective IQ of this podcast, which I guess is just one IQ now, rose exponentially. Each one of you, not me, each one of the three of you brought your own gift to that joke. Aaron, had you not had that question, JPC never would have done the voice. And JPC, had you never done the voice, Adel, you wouldn't have somehow fucking immediately known it was an umbrella.
Broken people. I don't know answers to riddles, but I know my friends.
JPC, magic.
We got to play charades. We got to play charades.
You guys are going to be so rich, I guess, somewhere.
Somehow.
No, that is amazing.
I do want to see a scene.
I'm so sorry. I just need to say I've never been so overwhelmed that we are sick, like that there's something wrong with us, and also so much like I love it here. I absolutely love that the question I asked was useful.
that was a riddle history, and I was here to watch it, and I feel very blessed right now. Hashtag blessed.
Shocking.
Can't believe that worked. I'll never get over it. I'm sorry, Adel. I'm blown away.
So this is JPC, based on the voice that you did for the umbrella that led us to the answer. This is going to be, it's not an audition. This is like on set, the actual first scene of a Mary Poppins spinoff where we follow her umbrella. So JPC, you are Mary Poppins' umbrella. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron and Janet, you are two young British children who are first meeting the umbrella as it falls from the sky to help them in their troubled times.
Okay.
I dropped her. Oh, I dropped her.
She's gone. Coming from?
Oh, children, dry your tears. She's gone. I dropped
Where's
her.
Mary?
Oh, God.
Where's Mary Poppins? She was supposed to be back in a minute to take us to a picnic in the park.
Well,
our parents are rubbish, and we need someone to guide us through childhood.
You know what? I don't know where she is, but I can do all that. I feel very confident in doing all that for you, children. You know what? Pretty soon, you're not even going to remember the name Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary, my favorite person. When will she be back, Umbrella?
Yeah, thanks for bringing her up.
Hey, who wants medicine, huh?
Ew, medicine.
Exactly.
Medicine.
With Umbrella in charge, no more medicine, okay? We'll never have to have medicine ever again. Not no spoonful of sugar bullshit. It's no medicine.
Huzzah! But what about my sister Emily's tuberculosis? Surely she should take her medicine for that.
Which one's Emily?
I'm actually not sure.
Is it this one? Is it this
it's
one? Is
me.
Is she Emily?
Pulls on your little umbrella aside. Excuse me, what's with all the hubbub outside? People are gathered around something in the street, screaming and crying.
Well, that's why we ran in here, isn't it, real fast? Because we don't... It don't matter what is happening out in the streets. We're all just going to get our story straight. We've been playing in here for hours.
That's
hours,
not
I say.
True.
No, it is true. You're a child. You don't know time. You don't know.
I'm very uncomfortable taking direction from someone who's clearly from a lower class than I am.
All right. Good point. Here's what we'll do. We're going to play a little game. Here's the game. You like games, right? Right?
I think so.
Anything valuable in the house, silver, jewelries, gold, cash, any sort of paper money, let's all gather them. It's like a little hide and seek. We gather them, we tie them in a little bindle to me old umbrella hook, and then I'll be up out of the chimney, and we never. And then you have a little find me game.
Mr. Umbrella, can you turn it into a song? We love it when Mary Poppins turns it into a song.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I would never hit a child.
Same.
What do you call a big dance in a cemetery?
Disrespectful.
Well, in some cultures,
dancing on your grave.
I want to see a scene.
Dancing on your grave.
Hey, you kids, get the hell out of here! Sorry.
So, Adel, you are presiding over a burial. I don't know if it's that's a
burial.
Burial? Weirdo.
You're presiding over one. It's not this. That's not a funeral. But what's the part of the funeral where they're just putting the body in the ground?
The funeral.
That's the funeral?
The wake. The funeral
the wake is
when
after.
The wake is, it's not the wake, it's the funeral, right?
I don't know, because you can have a funeral that's not at the gravesite, right?
The internment.
Internment, that's it. Or it's not. We don't know. But that's what you're presiding over, Adel. You're a priest.
Okay.
Aaron, this is a family member of mine that has passed away. We weren't very close. But you and I were newly dating, and I've brought you to the funeral. And you think that there is a time that you will start dancing during this.
If anyone believes that this person should not be lowered into the ground, speak now or forever hold your peace.
This is the thing our family does. We add this part.
Oh, no, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to marry together this dead body and the ground.
This part I don't know about. This is new to me.
Okay, yeah.
Thomas was a strong man. Some say he could bend a penny in half. No one ever saw it, but he said he could. We'd all get a chuckle. Thomas worked for Caterpillar for 42 years, receiving amongst his anniversary gifts a belt buckle, a golden lighter, I want to say, hopefully a few raises along the way, am I right? And he died. He was crushed by one of the machines here at Caterpillar.
Hey, everybody. Oh. I know that I am new here, and you may not know who I am. I'm Amy. I didn't know Thomas well or at all, but I do.
Which one?
But I
which
do
one?
Know
well
and love his
one?
Nephew.
Stop.
So I
stop
thought
stop
that
stop.
I would
stop this.
Stop this.
Speak from my heart.
No.
And by
no,
speak,
no.
I mean dance and do
stop,
a
stop
interpretive
it.
Dance.
Shooter.
To sort of show how I'm feeling and to show how much I respected Thomas's life.
Stop.
I just need a word of anything at all.
No,
and then I would love if you guys did some laps and claps for beats, because there is no music.
No. Stop.
I'll give a word. Time.
Time. Great.
Fuck, why'd I give a word? Fuck.
That was his widow.
Yes. Yes. Dancing here. Yes, Thomas, and I'm laying across the casket, and I'm
one piece bikini,
and I knock on the casket, and I'm over here, and I'm touching the casket, and I'm
stop.
You want me to keep going? I love you too.
No.
Covering herself in caramel.
In the casket.
We've never said we love each other.
And I take the little wreath of flowers, and I throw it in the air, and I catch it over my body.
Doing the flash dance move on top of the casket.
Flash dance.
Hey, everybody. This is Noah.
Noah, don't be rude. You're interrupting
me. Unbelievable.
Noah.
Sorry, Thomas's nephew, Noah. Just wanted to give
Noah, sweetheart.
Quick announcement.
Noah, don't be rude.
I'm a priest, so can't date women, so... I've become a priest, and I don't know.
You can't just announce yourself to be a priest. There's a lot you have to do.
No, I can do it. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to marry
after my job.
I object.
See?
Okay, then we have to take the body out of the casket, and someone has to slow dance with it.
I am the last child of a titan who ate all my siblings before me. When I overthrew him, I married my sister, who I discovered was really quite boring. I slept all around, and the proof can be found in the stars and space above you. For much to my shame, the astronomers gave the names of my partners to my moons.
Well, I know the guy, the god who ate his own son, very famous portrait. Maybe it's a photo. We don't know.
We don't know.
The technology that they had. But I know that was Jupiter. What is his name?
Juniper? Cronos.
Juniper Cronos. Bye forever.
And that's why Boris Johnson is stepping down. Parliamentary elections will be held. The Tory leadership must remain strong if we are ever to overcome. It's actually a very important distinction, and that's that the Labour governor.
Frankly, my darling, we're gonna die. I'm not stopping it. You have to listen to the whole thing.
I'm not doing it. Turn it off, Casey. Why is it so fucking long? What the fuck?
We regret to inform you that JPC, Aaron Keefe, and Adol Rifai have died.
No.
Oh my god, that's what you would hear if you went to Hey Riddle Riddle Hell, is that...
Oh my god.
I think my neighbors are banging on my on my front door.
Yeah, there's definitely banging coming from inside of my head.
The banging is coming from inside your head.
I honestly keep all of it. If anything, add more Howard Dean's theme to post.
Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris.
Hey there, Chits and Chats. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another chatterbox. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.